T-Mobile.
U2 T-Mobile for us. I'll be back in a second. I just arrived where I need to go. I'll catch you in a minute. W2T.
QSL, nice to hear you, Rusty. Hot day out there. Be careful. And 0TR, I'll be mobile a little while.
TR, KN4, BWA.
Steve, good afternoon, I should say. Just leaving Lowe's, got across Wade Hampton without getting killed, and hopefully we'll make it the rest of the way home. Hi, hi.
Hey, hey. You just on a roll.
I guess. Well, at any rate, I went down and got a piece of conduit and an elbow, and I have to bend it. And I'm going to be a new support for my coax because the one that was up there, the tree got cut down that was holding it with eye bolts. So doing that and waiting on the parts for my 160 antenna from the Wireman, but I'm in no rush to get that up. The Super Loop works good in almost all places.
It's always something. It's always something. You gotta be up on stuff all the time. So, can you hear me okay?
Oh, you're doing fine, you old pickup. I heard you just before I went in. Yeah, there's a little bit of road noise, but not much. I assume you got air conditioning now, 154x4.
You got it. 2x60. Oh, and now I'm headed up to Columbus to get my deposit back on a battery up there. They charge $10 for a deposit on a battery. Can you believe that? So, then I got to go down to Lowe's, pick up a bunch of light fixtures I'm replacing in my building down on Batesville Road.
And matter of fact, I can believe that emphatically. I think I had a $17 holding or core charge on mine the other day. I like to dropped over. Let me roll my windows up. I was getting wind noise. I could not believe it. It used to be, you know, I remember it up to about $5, but geez, I think it was $17. That was AutoZone, but don't take my word for that. I'm not positive.
Seems like I'm battery poor these days. I just picked up one for my Cub Cadet, and I picked up one for a lawnmower I'm trying to get going again for the kids, and now I gotta go get one for my Harley.
I understand. They're just junk all over. I'm a Jap rider from way back. You gotta say things like that. They are a beautiful bike, but they break. But, yeah, I heard you hear, say you had a head gasket gone, and that's not a good thing. I got to get a battery one of these days. I imagine it's never given me a bit of trouble. I do watch the terminals pretty closely because with all the dirt and dust, they get crudded up. And I just took mine off here, 2 months ago, and shined them up a little bit and put some Noalox on them. I use the Noalox compound like you use on your connections for aluminum to copper connections and that for electrolysis. It works great on batteries, and most people that do ham radio have that in stock anyways. But I did that, but that lawnmower is about 3 years old now, and I've never replaced the battery, and I don't think those small batteries are good for much more than that.
For longer than that, but now they're made down in Mexico. Did you know that there is not a battery made in the United States anymore because of the EPA?
Yes, sir. This is 0TR. I always poured my own bullets and loaded my own cartridges for 50 years, and it just kept getting higher and higher because of the lead, and now there's not. They closed the last lead smelting plant in the United States a few years ago. And, is considered cancer-causing by California. Of course, anything is from California. They ought to let them declare that a separate country out there, as far as I'm concerned. But, it's the lead that's the key to it, Steve, really is. They do make some fantastic batteries now, though. Send your OTR.
Hey, Tom, I got a phone call come in from the boss. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, Steve, I'm not too far from home, so we'll see you down the line. I'm coming up on the Cunningham Fire Department, so we'll catch you later. And Rusty was going to come back, and this is 0TR.